So we'll finish out with the last patient, but wow, 22 years old? So what's the story there?
So she is a student and she noticed a cough and they did a chest X-ray and they thought, oh yeah, you may have TB. So they put her on TB medications. But finally they did a biopsy and the biopsy came back lung cancer, adenocarcinoma. She's a non-smoker. And when her staging came about, she was a stage 3A. And so you couldn't surgically remove it.
But also, she's ROS1.
Her mutational analysis did turn out to be a ROS1. I think she has a P53 as well.
Right.
And so even though she was a ROS1, she was a stage 3A unresectable. And so we treated her with chemoradiation. And because she was a ROS1, and I worry about immune therapies and people who have driver mutations, I gave her, after the chemotherapy and radiation, which was two cycles of chemotherapy, I gave her two more cycles of the cis pemetrexed because I wanted to get as much of the chemotherapy as I could. And then I talked to you guys regarding should I give this lady durvalumab or not. And so we decided to give her durvalumab. And her liver function test went nuts. Her bilirubin went to about 15.6, and she looked really, really, really sick. We put her in the hospital, and we found out that she had a reactivation. She didn't even know she had hepatitis B, but she had a reactivation of hepatitis B. And so we stopped the durvalumab and we treated the hepatitis B, and we put her on observation. And then she had recurrence, and she had large recurrence in both her liver, really a single spot, but it was about 8 centimeters in size, and a large recurrence in her brain.